What would happen if you simply stopped lying? This question feels almost revolutionary in our post-truth era. Sam Harris argues that this one simple change might transform not just our personal relationships, but our entire society. The distinction between lying and other forms of deception is crucial. A lie occurs when we intentionally mislead others who reasonably expect honest communication from us. This definition exempts poker players and magicians while focusing our attention on consequential falsehoods. Truthfulness means accurately representing your beliefs, while honesty requires something deeper, an authentic presentation of yourself to others. We lie for countless reasons, to avoid embarrassment, exaggerate accomplishments, disguise wrongdoing, spare feelings, or gain advantage. But each deception creates a gap between the liar and the deceived. Consider the story of Sita, who collected hotel toiletries during business trips and presented them as gifts to friends. This seemingly trivial deception reveals something important. Even small lies create distance in relationships. Research confirms what we intuitively sense. Lying is remarkably common. Studies suggest about 10% of spousal communication contains lies, while college students report deception in 38% of conversations with others. Imagine never having to remember which version of events you told to whom. Picture walking into any room knowing you have nothing to hide. While honesty may cause initial discomfort, it can coexist with kindness. The key lies in delivering truth with compassion and timing. A commitment to truthfulness demands self-reflection. Are your relationships authentic or built on convenient fictions? Do you avoid difficult conversations through elaborate excuses? Honesty surfaces dysfunction, whether in abusive relationships, addiction, or personal fears, making it harder to maintain destructive patterns. When we commit to honesty, we create a mirror reflecting our true selves. This reflection can be uncomfortable, revealing aspects we'd prefer to ignore. Yet this discomfort makes honesty valuable. It forces us to confront the gap between who we are and who we wish to be. The honest person needs only to report reality as it appears, free from the cognitive burden of tracking falsehoods, the fear of discovery, and the nagging sense that relationships rest on shaky foundations. It's just a white lie, we say, claiming to spare feelings. But these seemingly harmless deceptions destroy what Harris calls moral wealth, sincerity, authenticity, and mutual understanding. By lying, even with good intentions, we deny others access to reality. Harris shares how he once told a poolside friend he should lose 25 pounds instead of offering reassurance. The result? His friend lost 15 pounds in 2 months and thanked him for the honesty. False encouragement wastes time people could direct elsewhere. Telling someone they're a wonderful singer when they're not might lead them to pursue an unattainable dream rather than discovering their true talents. Our closest friendships are characterized by honesty that might seem brutal in other contexts. We value friends who tell us the truth, even when uncomfortable, because this honesty reflects genuine care and respect. White lies also blur the boundary between acceptable and unacceptable deception, making honesty the exception rather than the rule. Even minor lies can profoundly erode trust. Harris shares how Jessica overheard her friend Lucy casually fabricating an excuse to cancel plans. Though not directed at her, it made Jessica question past interactions. Such small breaches of trust often go unaddressed, creating invisible relationship fractures. Children sometimes expose our dishonesty unintentionally. When Daniel's young daughter revealed his reluctance to host guests after he'd welcomed them warmly, it created a lasting negative impression that apologies couldn't repair. Trust is our most precious social resource, yet we waste it through unnecessary deceptions. When caught in even a seemingly harmless lie, we damage our credibility beyond the immediate situation. People begin questioning everything we've ever told them. The tragedy lies in how difficult trust is to rebuild. A single discovered lie can unravel years of perceived honesty, especially in intimate relationships where deception often causes irreparable damage. While social grace has its place, following one simple rule, do not lie, prevents embarrassment and upheaval. This doesn't require brutal honesty, but rather finding ways to be both truthful and kind. When we offer excessive compliments for mediocre work or withhold honest feedback, we treat others like children rather than equals. Harris, having invested months in doomed projects, understands the value of frank criticism that prevents wasted effort. Establishing a history of honesty makes praise meaningful. Harris cites a writer friend who values his opinion precisely because he once criticized his script. Now, when Harris praises his work, the friend knows it's genuine. This reveals the paradox. Honest criticism makes praise more valuable. We respond differently to praise based on its source. Compliments from known flatterers ring hollow, while praise from those with high standards and honesty carries weight. False praise denies opportunities for growth. Improvement requires accurate feedback. We can't fix what we don't know is broken. While protecting feelings momentarily, shielding others from criticism ultimately stunts their development. True respect means trusting others to handle truth and use it for growth. Liars must constantly track their falsehoods, creating a psychological burden that most find distressing. While psychopaths manage this effortlessly, normal people struggle under the weight of deception. Each lie requires additional lies to maintain consistency. Truth-tellers can simply reference reality, examine facts, and discuss doubts openly. The mental accounting required of liars depletes energy from authentic communication, and eventually others sense the dishonesty and withdraw. Maintaining even a single significant lie consumes substantial mental energy. One must track what was told to whom while preparing for questions that might expose the deception. Studies show people engaged in deception experienced increased stress responses, including elevated heart rate. Our brains weren't designed to maintain parallel versions of reality. Habitual lying fragments one's sense of self. When public persona significantly diverges from private reality, we lose touch with our authentic identity, leading to psychological distress and profound alienation. As great literature shows through characters like Anna Karenina and Othello, private vice and public evil require lies to sustain them. Lying refuses cooperation with others, distilling distrust into a single act, a failure to both understand and be understood. When we lie, we deny others our view of reality and violate their autonomy. Lies multiply and demand constant maintenance, while truth simply needs reiteration. Imagine how relationships might transform if you never lied again. Those who practice radical honesty find that initial discomfort leads to deeper connections, with relationships either strengthening through authenticity or revealing their incompatibility. Truth-telling demands presence and attention to both content and delivery. In our era of alternative facts, truthfulness becomes revolutionary, a commitment to shared reality. Our honest perception, delivered with courage and compassion, may be our greatest gift to others.